From PR News in Washington, I'm skeptical of PR News in Washington. Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan and former CIA Director George Tenet have been jailed outside of China. Lawyers will be illegal. It's not clear if 20 political parties in Mozambique raised Span again. President Bush has been thrown out by a judge. The ruling effectively overturns presidential elections. He has been sharply criticized for the nation's highest civilian honor. On Wall Street, 52, 690, 14, 21, 6, 12, 2, 62, 5.
Notice Cleveland.
Is she really going out with him?
Oh, there she is. Let's ask her.
Betty, is that Jimmy's ring you're wearing?
Mm-hmm.
Gee.
It must be great riding with him.
Is he picking you up after
school today?
Mm-mm.
By the way, where'd you meet him?
Genius.
Hour of Swag. Look out! Leg.
Join us now for the Bob Hour, coming to you from the campus of Bob. Following the introduction by Bob, we'll hear a message preached by Bob. The title of his message is,
I
came.
I'm dumb. I'm not very bright, but I sure have tried. I've done my best. More money, more propaganda, more and more nudity, more and more filth, more and more homosexuality. After these things, the temptations due largely to television, refreshment, the entertainment industry is perfectly absurd and shallow and vicious rubbish. It's not hilarious. Now this week, the devil's going to come if he can. And he cried, look, look, the flesh, the lust of the flesh, pornography, rock music. It moved me almost to come. And suddenly, you've been overcome by temptation. Rock music gives you a kick. It's excitement. The thrill of seeing your mother made happy by the violence in this country. Now what does that mean? I'll do this and do that and do the other for you. Well, you don't go for that. Make up your mind, young people. After these things, that very hard thing just made me come. It's the joy that comes from being out for a night on the town. Firm, come, throw up. But do you think that lasted long? That would be presumptuous of us.
Coming to you from the campus of Bob. Send a check, send a check, send a check, send a check.
I just don't care. Slacks, big 14 slacks, really arcane slacks. Make a cool radio. When I put them on, I'm ready to go. Man, you ought to see me with my derby on. I know that you would say he's gone. Slacks, mostly in the head slacks. Well, that's what I said, slacks. I'm the cat's pajamas, cause I run around with crazy little mamas. Well, the girls all look when I go by. Slacks, I wear red bow tie slacks. They say me, oh my, slacks with a cat chain down to my knees. I ain't nothing but a real kubri slacks.
Ah!
help me.
Damn it, Tug. Put that gun away. Put that gun away.
You're already in so much trouble.
Tug.
Listen, I don't know anything. Will you just get that through your thing?
Are you crazy? Are you?
Tug.
Oh, God.
Very good, Douglas. You're going to be all right. Very good.
What other people talk about, I make reality.
My head feels like it's been in a blender. Talk to me.
It's my brain, it's not theirs. You better cool it.
This is coming to you from the hurtling sons and daughters of steam and electricities, home for the unreasonably sane.
I think we got it, guys. You ready?
Thank you. I'm going to do this one sitting down, I guess, because I broke my toe last week.
Oh.
And I don't want to spend the whole thing standing up. Normally I have a pulpit and everything. I was sitting at my desk chewing some gum and I got up and walked across the room. And I stubbed my toe, really, was all I did. I don't ever try to do two things at once like that. When it first happened, it was my little toe and my right foot, and it was bent out of shape like that. But it didn't hurt. It just was numb. But I got my sock and shoe back on over it, and about 2 hours later, I heard a snap and felt a horrid pain, much worse than the actual stubbing. And at that moment, the veil of Maya and illusion fell from my eyes, and I was here now. I were there then at the time. I was truly experiencing the now moment. When that bone snapped back into place and all the nerves, the pain came back.
Praise God.
Oh, man. It was like enlightenment, you know. You knew what was real at that moment when you heard the bone snap. And so now my little toe is taped up to its healthy brother. It's funny, I got on the internet. I didn't want to go to Saturday morning. I didn't want to go to the doctor. And I got on the internet to look up broken toe. And it had instructions for doctors that said, you go ahead and x-ray the toe because it'll make the patient feel better. There's no real reason to do that because they're all the same. And I had luckily had already had a broken toe on the same foot. So it's a fad down there, I guess.
And that was from Winter Star Symposium, the winter version of Starwood. Yes, Def Renz. Here at Hour of Slack number 1004, we're catching up to our schedule by pausing in our feverish editing of recordings from 8X Day Drill and simply leaning on our beloved and dependable contributors, the great Fernandinandi Limer and Reverend Noel Pref, heard playing guitar in the background, and as just heard in all of our opening madness, because these two artists specialize in bashing opposite sides of the Janus-faced conspiracy, and so the theme of this show is the conspiracy. It's a pretty frequent theme on the Hour of Slack. It's about every fifth show. But don't worry, it's not all preaching, friends. We have some new music by a band called The Psychoskeletons. You'll love that. And others. And lots of hate and heck from Radio Synesthesia. Plus, more Dr. Howell and Dr. Philo Drummond from Live at 8X Day. But first...
America's more affordable than ever. Just $19. Now you can get the all-new powerful, strong, sexy, affordable, great, easy, new extreme. Simple, unrivaled, effective, special, no money down today.
I love you, little boy.
Really?
Well, I love you.
Really?
America was declared unconstitutional.
Cool.
Now America's so completely eradicated, it's a crime because of the phrase.
All right.
Folks cared about the phrase.
All right.
Whoa.
America.
Oh, man.
All right.
Well.
How?
Whenever we wanted money.
Could this be America's future?
Really?
It could.
Cool.
Go to
money.com
and sign the petition. Let's make
the erratic
history.
The erratic money. Anywhere.
All right.
Oh, man.
I am in prison.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
I am in.
Remember.
Let's make
money.
This is America in action. USA at its best. Kill them all and let God sort them out. Let the devil do the rest.
That was Lonesome Cowboy Dave and the Mondo Retardo Band at 8X Day. Just a little clip. Before that, Norell Pref and Lee Murr. I've got a lot of tweaking and remixing to do on the 8X Day band recordings, the Amino Acids Impaired Document, and the rest of Dave's concert are for future Earth shows. We were hoping not to have any more of those, but, might as well make the best of it. Anyway, here's some collegiostases, whatever, from Mr. Fernando Nandy Lemur, and also from norelpref.com.
I am Bill O'Reilly. That is the subject. I am Bill O'Reilly. That is the subject.
I don't know.
We're all a bunch of godless secularists over here. Abortion on demand, euthanasia, coming soon. We're all a bunch of familiar with gay marriage. Maybe gay marriage. You keep pushing. Pretty viciously. Is that true? Are you pushing?
I keep pushing.
Hack. Just the flack for the Bush administration. Witch hunt.
No witch hunt.
All right. Pushing Bush. Hack. I think they're corrupt. Just corrupt down the line. Pretty viciously. I think guys, maybe I'm wrong. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Call me crazy. Maybe I'm wrong. I was wrong. Sexual abuse. Blistered knee. Pound knee. I was wrong.
Fascist.
Sexual predators. Pound the president for believing. This is insane. Pound the president for fouling up the situation in Iraq in general. No fact zone. Misleading you. Preying on children. Unquote. 74% of Americans thought the president's speech was a BS. What religious symbols should be banned? That's true. The institution of marriage has collapsed.
True.
Gay or straight, it doesn't matter. Is that true? Gay or straight, it doesn't matter.
Fascist.
Sexual predators found the president for believing. This is insane. No fact zone. Misleading you.
From PR News in Washington, I'm wounded today when clashes broke out between Donald Rumsfeld and Israeli soldiers in Charleston, South Carolina.
Now, are a lot of people going to be killed? You bet.
Killed for peaceful purposes only. Industry analyst Toby Lundberg says crude cost and price pump specs were found in PR's PR.
It took the form of screaming.
The BBC broke out during the demolition of some abandoned cottages there. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says there's been another big jump in defeating PR News in Washington.
Hoboker Child Brain Sandwich. Ah, those were the days. And they've outlawed that even in Texas. No slack. They make laws about everything. But friends, as long as they can't define slack, they can't outlaw it. They can outlaw various ways of, false slack and lots of side paths to slack. But since slack is different for each person, they can't bottle it, they can't sell it, and they can't even outlaw it. They can't outlaw your thought crimes. I mean, they can outlaw them, but they can't detect your thought crimes yet.
Unfortunately,
I'm sure they're working on
their primitive reptile-brained ways, they do know that something is going on, so they will scrutinize you all the more closely. The more slack you get away with, the more irritable and angry they will be until, from your stimulation, they may lash out unaccountably. And one has to be prepared to deal with this, the mindless primitive. Monsters from their ids.
Laws from the monsters from their ids. I know, but the last time I had a cop tear my car apart looking for dope, which he never found because he was a dumbass. At the end of it, I said he was apologizing to Jesus and me,
And I said, well, man, you know, the reason I really don't like you rooting through my car is not so much the war on drugs aspect, is I'm just tired of the government poking their nose into every little thing. And this Memphis cop looked at me and said, well, I'm not the government. And I didn't say anything to that, and you could see the little gear click in his head where he went, oh, yeah, that's right. I guess I sort of am. Friends, the government is whoever has the biggest gun pointed at your head.
But it's amazing that you could evangelize even in those circumstances.
I have tried to evangelize with police officers, and I've had a gun pulled on me in another. So, oh, yeah, what are you doing out at 4 in the morning? Well, sir, we were at an all-night radio show, and we're driving back to this beach house where we're staying.
Radio show, huh? What kind of you rock and rollers?
Well, actually, sir, it's this is what we tell cops. It's kind of a comedy thing. You ever heard of Mad Magazine?
He goes, show me some of your comedy.
I said, well, it's like, okay. And I started into a little, you haven't got enough slack. And the minute I did that, he actually pulled out his gun, said, turn around, put your hands on the car. He was just looking. He wanted so much an excuse to shoot a hippie. I didn't, yeah, if I had just said cunt, he would have shot me and we'd be rich and famous now.
Could be.
You know, it's all propaganda. They're everything throughout all of history is the conspiracy's attempt to discredit J.R. Bob Dobbs. Prove it's not true. Once again, I rest my case. Case closed. It's like the Kennedy assassination. Sure, Lee Harvey Oswald, acting alone, killed John F. Kennedy. But which Lee Harvey Oswald?
I know nothing. Nothing.
So I want pieces of this money.
Yeah, well, just...
Run for office. You'll get lots of money. You can have slush funds, hush money.
Promise, you know, you'll institute pro-business policies. Go lax on... environmental protection and...
Could you imagine what would happen if I was in politics?
Media ownership.
Actually, what would be better
man
if
for president.
Stang ran for governor of Cleveland... mayor of Cleveland?
But he can't. He doesn't live in Cleveland proper.
Oh. Well, Cleveland Heights, then.
I would move to Cleveland
mayor of
just
Cleveland
so that I could
Heights.
Run for mayor.
Actually, I've thought about that in
I
the past.
I would move to the slummiest neighborhood. The slummiest section. And then just run for mayor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you would think
it
about this.
Might
Stang
just
has
work.
Radio popularity once he gets his name out there and he starts saying, "Hi, I'm Reverend Ivan Stang. Would you like
are,
to vote for me for mayor?"
Are you talking about that? Is the dumbest idea in the universe, man. That's what I'm the exact opposite kind of person. My
wow, that's great.
Way of dealing with the conspiracy is to live.
Yeah, but you think
cracks,
how much damage you could do on the inside.
Between the walls. I'm talking.
There's only so much damage you can do from inside the system. The system is set up in a
yeah,
way to preserve itself.
Yeah, the other half is done from the outside.
Yeah.
I can see that history is doomed to repeat itself infinitely.
Exactly. That's why infinity is seen as a gigantic loopy thingy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Mobius strip.
Yeah. The conspiracy has already figured out every idea you're ever going to have. They already know what you're not only what you're going to do, they know what you're going to think.
Yeah, but the funny part is, so do I.
No, only Bob knows, and you'll pay to know what you really think. That's right, kid. That's right. Earn $1 million every time you exhale.
Oh, feel better now, Sloth?
Good luck is a science, and we have the formula.
Mm. $30,
of course, I can't share it with you here in this
eyes.
Commercial.
The original formula.
If you'll send off for my 12-volume course.
Recipe 21. Not sold in stores.
Now you see that evil will always triumph, because good is dumb.
And slack is subgenius. We heard from some Sin, Radio Synesthesia, with Sin, Dr. Sinister, and Reverend Rocknar, and Reverend Ouroboros Rex called in.
and Mistang. And before that, Dr. Howell and Dr. Philo Drummond at 8X Day just recently. But now for some current events commentary from Norell Pref.
Concerned about bad breath, bad breath.
Good evening, everyone. The Pentagon released a new report confirming Michael Jackson
covered in urine
is guilty of child molestation.
He looks like a pedophile because he is a pedophile.
Michael Jackson
child molester.
Some of the media are blowing
Michael Jackson
instantly.
U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice trafficking in human beings.
They're made to toil on farms and in work camps, in brothels and in sweatshops. Children are even forced to become soldiers.
And in an embarrassment to the president,
Angelina Jolie
strips.
It is still horrifying.
Proof of a monstrous crime.
I have no pants on. Rubbers. It's not.
U.S. military down the toilet.
Less intense germs.
Was mishandled. Which recently compared Guantanamo to a Soviet gulag.
Killed.
No spills, no mess.
Can't sleep?
Angelina Jolie.
Can't sleep?
And there is no shortage of buzz.
Can't sleep?
Angelina Jolie.
Can't sleep?
Really, I mean...
Can't sleep?
Hurt me.
Can't sleep?
I sat down with Angelina Jolie and...
Can't sleep?
Hurt me.
It's all you need.
I'm selling big guns to bad people. Doing heroin. Cutting themselves. Drinking too much.
Keep your eyes on me.
And you learned about deep throat.
I was satisfied.
My day.
Uh-oh. Brill.
This here is your brain.
Brill.
Your brain gets all scrambled up.
Brill.
And now there's another.
He looks like a pedophile because he is a pedophile. He looks like a pedophile because he is a pedophile. He looks like a pedophile because he is a pedophile. He looks like a pedophile because he is a pedophile.
Media virus. Corporate CEOs can't turn on their computers without help from the young bohemians who work for them.
It was a way of creating discontinuity. Discontinuity, you know, frame by frame. Promoting discontinuity. Making people ask questions. God, we've got to figure this out, put it together. Who's behind it?
Hello, this is Dr. Phil, the man barely alive. That's right, I'm sick. I'd like to talk about the death of Western civilization, the coming death. It's God, government, and the road to tyranny, the coming death. Western civilization, and so we'll be talking about the coming death of Western civilization, and so we'll be talking about Iraqi beat a dead horse. We back regime killing innocent civilians killed. They don't have any love. You're either pro dumb.
I just wonder who's next.
And that sounds harsh. Biblically based government. Destroying monsters abroad. Somebody wants to mess with us, go ahead. You know, which flavor of globalism do you want? Once Iran...
Iraq.
A new bloodbath. I am the effects of 30 years of doing acid, whatever. I want our boys get killed and stuff like that. Hey, that's tyranny.
Yep.
That's tyranny.
Yep.
George W. Bush...
Petty dictator.
You know, being killed by friendly fire and how unfortunate that is. Hussein and Al-Qaeda, blue on blue. I mean, we'll be talking about the death of Western civilization.
The uneducated and unstable.
The death of Western civilization. If you'd like to give us a call tonight, and we're talking about the death of Western civilization. And so we're going to talk about the death of Western civilization. God is dead. The gay man called the madman. It's not really that long. I see God. We have killed him. You and I. All of us are his murderers. Are we not straying as through an infinite nothing? Everything changes. He viewed churches as nothing but God's tombs, sepulchers of a dead God. And it's like, you know, what a waste of time to go to a church of a dead God. God was alive, and then he had a heart attack. Nothing but metaphors? Are you dogmatic? And that's why the United States of America and Western civilization is going down the tubes. Now, we're going off www.whichflavorofglobalism.org.
Create a need. Stir anxiety and discontent. Pain and anxiety, feelings of confusion and emptiness. Most of us are lazy. Make people anxious about the future. Make them depressed. Make them question their identity. Make them sense the boredom that gnaws at their life. The dull people, boring. Lofty words and grand gestures can be suspicious. Greed, vanity, boredom. Keep the connection vague. Retreat is no longer possible. Distract their minds. Lead them far astray. There is no turning back. Happily enslaved, everyday life is predictable. Use the demonic power of words to sow confusion. We rarely think. Something irritating, envy, fear, and anger, pathetic. No, directed at them. Fear, seeming unnatural, even ugly. Remember, though, to keep everything in moderation.
A long stretch of Norell there, who is also heard in the background, and now Lemur. And Psychoskeleton, actually. Well, presumably Psychoskeleton are some youths. Wait until you hear this.
I got a belly full of youth. I don't know why I bothered with you in the first place. Go on! Jump!
No.
Oh, why not?
Yes.
Now there are crayfish and crabs to be added to the mixture. Garlic, two tomatoes.
Benefactor feelings, laughter, benefactor feelings, laughter, benefactor GOP. Benefactor feelings, laughter, benefactor feelings, laughter, benefactor GOP. Benefactor feelings, laughter, benefactor feelings, laughter, benefactor GOP.
Psychoskeletons, friends, you can get more of and about them at www.soundclick.com/thepsychoskeletons. I think you can spell the psychoskeletons as one word. And now, a recipe.
Chat, Justin. Only 5 minutes in the woods and you got one. Great job.
I saw him coming.
You're going to put some meat in the freezer this year, I think. I promised him a squirrel sandwich, and that is what he's going to get after school. You've heard of tuna melts or patty melts. Why not squirrel melts? Well, this is Justin's squirrel. It's a nice, young, tender squirrel, and we're going to start by poaching this. I've got some simmering water. He's kind of cute. I'm going to put his little tender butt in there. Now, when it's all done and cooled, you want to pick all the meat off the bone and shred it. And I've got some already done here. I've got probably about a cup and a half of meat. Now I'm adding pecans. You can use, again, what kind of nut you like. Cashews work really well, but I like pecans. You know how squirrels like nuts. And then to that, just add some mayo. Stir that all around. This makes a nice weekend snack, maybe while watching a football game, or you can take it to a tailgate party. We're just going to get these on some English muffins now. Oh, and it smells good. I'm sure this is good cold, too. And there they are, squirrel melts. These are really nutritious, tasty, and they are going to be simply delicious. Perfecto! Cheese is all nice and melted, and the squirrel salad is all heated up. Squirrel melts, you must try them.
Now. More pollen, more dust, more pet dander, and more mold spores.
No.
More pollen, more dust, more pet dander, and more mold spores.
No.
More pollen, more dust, more pet dander, and more mold spores.
No.
More pollen, more dust, more pet dander, and more mold spores.
From PR News in Washington, I'm a long way from Arizona. On Wall Street 28, 1033, Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy said he dropped again today. Democratic leaders could be defective.
President Bush stepped into the Rose Bushes and stepped into what could be Mr. Rose Bush, depending on who it is. The White House says the president and his advisors knew nothing about a great American and said, quote,
"The nation also deserves the United States Senate."
The White House.
The White House. And now updating figures from Wall Street 28-10-3-3-2-7. The Commerce Department reports that this is PR News in Washington.
Well, sober he couldn't think, drunk he couldn't talk. Why, he couldn't even identify himself in a mirror.
Careful now.
That's right, Captain. Shotgun.
Well,
I found this little piece of grass.
What you'd better do is dig up that grass.
Tattoo?
I got bitten by a tattooed whack once.
All right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, boys.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Vile smear merchant Bill O'Reilly, who makes money hurting people, has absolutely no qualifications. Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity having emotional problems, lost power over the last few years. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to know what's going on here. Fox News and other pro-American news agencies. There's a few loony millionaires financed this sleazy stuff. The national ratings are terrible. In a moment, assassins propping up unbelievable propaganda, outsourcing slander and libel. The Bush administration should set up an independent commission. The mafia. President must routinely engage assassins. President must take the offensive on this, or else organized crime will continue to suffer.
From PR News in Washington, I'm warned to pay attention. A group calling itself the Secret Organization of PR claimed responsibility for PR News. The Dow 10-3-7-75. A hurricane warning has been declared for London, and tourists and residents have been ordered to pack up and take their cars to London. British police have a lot of bobs after decades of PR News. The London bob has been elevated to high. British Prime Minister Tony Blair rushed to the Florida Keys this morning for meetings with PR News in Washington.
That was all a bunch of lemur, and now Rel.
Live coverage of President Bragg in Fort Bush, North Carolina.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
In the past year and in the past month, the United States of America,
capable of any atrocity, continued to kill, create chaos, kill innocent men, women, and children, kill our citizens,
kill the innocent,
take innocent lives.
The next step, tyranny and oppression.
There is no higher calling than toppling governments. These are savage acts of violence.
Tyranny is hard. We have made
violence and bloodshed, violence and instability. The work is hard.
Well, it has been difficult. Our task is to complete the mission. To complete the mission, we will continue to hunt down the political and military
criminal elements
who live
in their own
United States,
in their own grim image of tyranny and oppression. Our mission in Iraq is
a serious mistake. It's critical. Our strategy can be summed up this way: privileges of unchecked power,
radicalism, and terror.
Murder in the name of a totalitarian ideology that hates freedom. Free societies are essentially corrupt and decadent. This nation will fail. Failed.
Failed, 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 failed.
The American people
work and fight, work and fight. Urban combat. They need additional skills. So do I. But we have a lot more work to do.
Campaign of murder and destruction.
Chemical and nuclear weapon programs.
Feed radicalism and ideologies of murder, misery, and humiliation. Murderous ideology.
When the history of this period is written, we'll be remembered as great
ruthless killers,
brutally oppressed,
car bombers, and assassins, and by exporting terror.
America will not leave. We intend to stay forever.
Terror, terror, terror. The ultimate triumph over
democracy.
We have more work to do. Take innocent lives.
Desperate.
Evil is not confronted.
For a variety of missions. The United States
rejects tolerance and despises all dissent. I thank you. 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 I thank you.
The return of the Middle Ages. Once you become paranoid about a massive establishment of some sort that's trying to take over, and if you happen to be NRA-type people who feel, oh my God, the government's trying to take our guns away from us, they are some of the most poorly educated people in the world. They got their education out of the Flintstones. The Flintstones. So we're being run by a conspiracy of the dumb. We've crippled our knowledge base, so people can bomb us anytime they friggin' want to. One nation under an ignorant god.
My boy, we're pilgrims in an unholy land.
Yes, friends. Actually, we have a tape somewhere of a mentally ill man going on and on and on about how if you see a T at the end of a product, that means that it's satanic. And if it has a C in a circle at the end on the product name, that also means it's satanic.
That means it's Christian.
No, seriously.
Well, you know, Satanism is a Christian development. You can't worship Satan without also taking on the whole baggage of Jesus and the apostles and the voice out of the whirlwind and all of that. So you can't just have the fun of Satan. You have to do the heavy lifting of
Dr.
the...
Dr. Hall drew that face there on the screen.
I missed
it. Was
it
the anti-Bob, the reptile-faced anti-Bob.
Horrendous anti-Bob.
Popped up there.
Well, I had a vision of the lost serpent men of Volusia, but fortunately I don't think they saw me. Nonetheless, that night I limbed the face of anti-Bob, which is now on Dr. Drummond's... T-shirt, and I don't get royalty one. But there it is, the face from my vision, which I seemed to see as though it were in the room with me, and I were forced to smell the foul sourness of its sibilant breath as it whispered sinful secrets.
I'll take a bath in the morning, I promise.
Too late. There won't be much time for that. You'd better do it tonight.
Yeah, you're probably right. At least, at least they'll be cleaned. Cardinal.
Cardinal. Cardinal. Cardinal.
Cardinal.
Cardinal sin. Divorce. Abortion. Cardinal sins.
Poverty. Birth control.
Cardinal sin also played a key role.
Desperately wanted.
A sense of humor.
Multiple organs.
House of sin. Cardinal sins. House of sin. 8 in 10 Filipinos are presidents.
There's an anti-TV newscast all across the country.
Clinically damaged, stimulating production formation.
This has got to work.
When I can find some drugs that work, the swell.
This number, this number, this number, this number.
My hat's getting awful tight. My hat's getting awful tight. My hat's getting awful tight.
From PR News in Washington, I'm attacking police and smashed car windows today.
The International Olympic Committee announced today that the 2012 Games will go to PR News in Washington.
Lemur. And now a mystery track posted by Ken Scan. I'm not sure who this is.
That's right, and you couldn't tell what he was doing either. It was either there or it wasn't there. And that's something I just don't understand. How can it either be there or not? Why isn't there any
Well, that's what we call escaping from those Newtonian laws.
Velocity, is that what you're implying?
You can escape velocity, but not the need for it.
I suppose it's just as well.
That's your key phrase. It will trigger the entire message without you being aware of it.
You are listening to The Hour of Slack. It's a genius radio ministry. Praise Bob.
Dr. Sinister, I saw you at X-Day, and we even handed you an award for the best non-old radio doctor.
I was there, and yes, once again, thank you for the fantastic honor bestowed upon me.
Yeah, it was cool hanging with you this year, man.
Even if you have to make up new... new categories for me.
We had to make up new categories for a lot of people.
Well, you have to make up new categories every year, pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Is Banjo Bob going to get best, you know, role model again next? There's going to be another best role model.
No, he's worst role model.
He was
best
worst
role
model
is Doc Frob.
Are you sure you got it switched? Didn't get it switched?
No, Banjo Bob got worst role model.
Oh, worst. I thought he was the best.
Although that was before... That was, before 7 a.m. and everything.
Yeah.
I later decided that Banjo Bob was not, in some ways, was not the worst role model.
In some ways, I thought he was the best.
Right. He's the truest sub-genius. The most honest and true and the most drunk.
Yeah.
The most sub of sub-geniuses in a way. Although, you know, when he's not drinking, he's like Einstein. He's like Einstein crossed with Uri Geller, so I don't blame him for drinking. It's dangerous to be around a guy like that if he's got all his powers working.
Hello, you're on the air.
Dr. Sinister.
Hello, Slothman. How are you?
I'm all right, dude.
How was the Bermuda Triangle?
Well, actually, it turns out that we didn't end up going there so much. But we went around the surrounding area, which was very paradiso.
Hmm.
And it was very, the Bermuda Triangle, after it goes from the triangle, it seems to work in concentric circles, which is, we tried to stay on the outer fringes because on the inside it's just absolute chaos. I mean, cooking and octopuses and whatnot.
Hmm. What about, at least they don't have to deal with the prairie squid.
Yes. Now, there was some pretty good squid over at Chris Mock's trailer this year.
Really?
That was not prairie squid.
No.
You mean
that was ocean squid.
Was
normal ocean squid.
Like calamari or something.
Well, yeah. I mean, when you're on a pleasure saucer that came a week early, it's not that bad, you know? Like, I didn't mind just being out on the outer edges of the Bermuda Triangle. Otherwise, I would, you know, I'd have hijacked a whole pleasure saucer and drove it straight to the middle.
Yep.
But see, how do we know that the pleasure saucers aren't really hiding in the Bermuda Triangle, that they're using that as kind of like that's their secret base, where they're abducting all these human ships that happen to wander
see,
into
the
their
whole,
territory?
The whole thing behind it is it's too obvious. It would be too obvious of a place for them to hide there, which is why it's exactly the first place, because no one will ever go and look there.
Right.
People look over it like... No.
The most obvious place is the best place.
It's like hiding in plain sight. You know? It's like when you got a table and you got a bunch of crap all over the table and then you got some sort of paraphernalia just like stuck in there and no one ever notices it.
Hmm.
Some people actually do notice. The recording angels see those. They saw that roach clip. You can hide it from the landlord, you can hide it from the man, but you can't hide it from the recording angels.
Why not?
They saw that roach clip, because
they see inside
every place where you hide your stuff.
that's fine.
They're not with the police, though, so you don't have to worry about that until you die.
Oh.
Then they play back movies.
Why would they kill me?
Every bit of it. You have to sit there and watch these movies of you hiding your stash over and over again.
Really?
Yeah. So.
Well, we're going to add another caller here. And you're on the air.
Can I get popcorn?
We'll see.
No. If more people knew how dull death was, they would not kill themselves.
Can I get a praise Bob?
Praise Bob.
My mind is not my mind.
Dr. Howe's single, all-seeing hat eye. Not to be confused with the third nostril, which is actually located in a different spot on each subgenius. I've been interested to watch people go, oh, yeah, it's right here in my third nostril. And they'll point to where the third eye, everybody knows your third eye is this pineal gland back in here, but your third nostril can actually... On unlucky subgeniuses, it can be located near the sole in the foot. And I mean the S-O-U-L part of the foot, not the S-O-L-E part. It's just such a weird coincidence that both of those organs have the same sound to their name and are located in similar positions.
But not accidental.
Maybe not.
To say a coincidence occurs only means that two things happen to take place at the same time. But it doesn't explain why that might be. And it's our job to...
Well, yes, actually the word coincidence does explain why. It's why we find them so profoundly meaningful.
Because we know that they happened twice on the same day.
Hints
or the same moment.
One. Tiny hints designed to make us more kook-like all the time. So that we can be more like Bob.
And less complacent and content, thinking that everything is okay. You know, there's an enormous industry in this nation that is churning out day after day at the cost of billions of dollars the sensation, entirely erroneous, in the body politic that everything is okay and everything's going to keep on being just the way it is now on into the indefinite future. And to continue to produce the impression which creates the best reception of this falsehood is a tremendous drain on human energy and resources. But of course, subgeniuses have not purchased that bill of goods. They've purchased another bill of goods.
Praise God!
So, did anybody see that movie, What the Bleep?
Oh, yeah,
did we know?
Yeah.
You know, that was supposed to be a feel-good movie, right? It made me feel like puking the whole damn movie. I have a problem with you can make these marvelous connections between quantum physics and mathematics and sappy mysticism. Those are the connections that aren't there that I was talking about. But there was a great line in that movie where this one guy was one of their main pontificators, and he said, if thoughts can do that to water, think what they can do to you. What's a big if? Because thoughts can't do shit to water. There was this nice routine. This is where I had trouble with it. I started, the movie became a comedy from that point on. A Japanese scientist artist who photographs water crystals. And if, you know, if they've been had love vibes beamed at them, they look like snowflakes. But if you think mean thoughts at them, they look like a bad Photoshop filter. Kind of, they look like pee. Water looks like pee if you think bad vibes at it. So that movie was kind of put together by the Ramtha people. And Ramtha is a channeler, one of the more famous channelers from the day. She's getting on in years. Well, she's a 50,000-year-old caveman who speaks through this Zoftig blonde with a lot of makeup on. And a really good sense of how to play the camera. After 50,000 years of being a caveman, you can play to the camera through your channeler really well. I don't know, friend. I'm an optimistic person, but I'm afraid sometimes that dipshit science and New Age religion can cause as much brain damage as cable television or hard drugs.
Turok, son of stone. Do you remember Turok, son of stone? Never mind.
Oh, I've probably, Turok, son of stone was one of the most influential works of literature in my childhood.
Along with Carson of Venus and Carter of Mars or something, right?
Well, those were, John Carter of Mars were books by Edgar Rice Burroughs, but Turok, Son of Stone were Dell comic books, I think, or were they Gold Key?
You liked all that Fordian crap.
God, it was Indians in dinosaur land.
Yeah, I thought that was cool.
Two cool Plains Indians. I don't know if they were Cheyenne or Comanche or Sioux or what, but they were some kind of Plains tribe, and they had wandered into dinosaur land. Sort of like Land of the Lost, but a lot cooler, because Turok and his young friend, Andar, were Indians, so they were cool. Mm. And the dinosaur, they called dinosaurs honkers, if you recall.
Honkers. Well, gee, now, what era was it that African-Americans called white people that?
That was honkies.
And they say that we're dinosaurs.
And that was the 70s and 80s. No, late 60s. It kind of went out of style.
Style.
I was last called a honky on an Indian reservation. And I thought the guy said, I didn't understand what the word meant, and I thought he was saying there were dinosaurs about. And I thought I was going to laugh. I thought it was funny.
Yeah, he mistook you for a triceratops. Or a stag.
Yep. No, I'm...
Robin Ivan stag.
Should we be using the public airwaves to talk about comic books that only people over 50 remember? And
I don't know. You know, should
about in 25 years?
Should is a word I don't like to use.
That everyone over the age of 5 should know. If they want to learn Walt Whitman, why not start with Turok?
Well, should is a word I don't like to
that's
use.
Exactly what I did. I could have looked at the Walt Whitman book, but I liked Turok better. It had dinosaurs.
Well, what about other aspects of 19th century culture we want to preserve and force down everybody's neck?
Pornography.
Huh?
Their pornography. We need to preserve the porno of the 50s, 60s,
70s. Two gazpacho-style Indians hunting honkers together. Woo-woo. You know, that kind of thing.
Gent. Buff.
Betty Page.
Dude. Those need to be preserved. Jugs. Bare assets. Leg show. barely 18.
All these must be preserved.
You know, these are parts of our culture that are timeless, really.
By Ed Fred, Reverend Ed Fred. And now this.
Berman. 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 In space, the Starship Omo scream, but no one can hear you, but in the theater, but the Gorney Weaver at Berman. Survivor. To do battle again. Thriller, when she discovered she was Thriller's alien, carrying an alien. Now, with the aliens rising again inside her. Now, with the aliens once more. Ride Winona Ryder. Ryder.
Who are you?
Then Norrell. Now Lemur.
From PR News in Washington, I'm strong enough to protect the country from PR civil rights workers. A small bipartisan group won't meet today because one of them is sick. The Bush administration insists that you're listening to PR News.
Software security experts say Sony hackers hacked Sony's unauthorized hack by Sony.
PR's bad. 80-year-old Edgar Wright was taken out of PR News in Washington.
You're listening to The Hour of Slack. For more information, check out www.subgenius.com. And friends, you can write to Bob or The Hour of Slack at Post Office Box 181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118.
Defect detector. 1-3-0-1-3.
Cleveland, Ohio. Total 7 defects.
7 defects. 7 defects. End of transit.
This is Civil Defense Defense. Civil Defense. Sensible. Simple. Special. Supplies. 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 And supplies. Supplies. 2. Plus enough jars for supplies. Or more.
Hello.
The cellular one number is no longer in error.
Hello.
Number is no longer in error.
Your call has been completed.
Ah.